Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, pretty darn sportsy, actually. I think we were all sportsy in the first hour. We are out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, and if you're just getting off work and you're looking for a place to come and get some really good food and some really good alcohol and lots of free stuff, lots of good free stuff.
Yeah.
So here's what we got. All you got to do is go to the promo table and tell them you want tickets to the Greek Fest and you're good. Or you can tell them you want some of that Thrive Plus, because we've got bottles of Thrive Plus to give away.
We're so generous.
I know. We love the people. We're taking care of the people. All you got to do is come out here, have a good time, and collect free stuff. That's who doesn't like free?
We're big-hearted gents.
I think we're, we're something. But I fully support and endorse the fact that we're giving you stuff, because we love the listeners. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, somebody says you should be making three times as much as Joel.
I mean, I don't want to do the math, but
I don't know. I don't know what the fascination is.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what those guys
make. No, I don't either. I know what I make, and that's all that really matters to me.
I think I should be making more than three times what Joel makes.
Yeah, well, I don't know what either of you make, so
I know, but whatever it is, that I should be making at least four times what he's making.
Well, I feel like I'm fairly compensated for what I do.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I also do a lot of other stuff around here too.
Well, I'm pissed because when I renegotiated my contract, it was December, and we have won every book that's been released since I renegotiated my contract.
Yep. And you didn't get a bonus for ratings in there, did you?
No.
Yeah. That if I re-up, which, you know, I would say is about a 10% chance right now, then that's got to be in there.
Damn
next
it.
Time. So, but I'm
all my negotiating power.
Well, when does yours expire? Same as mine, 2019?
Yeah.
See?
End of 2019.
Right, end of 2019.
Yeah.
So, I think that next time, if we're going to, if I'm going to stick around, that maybe we both might want to include that
maybe
in the negotiation.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity's sake.
Well, if we still have ratings by then.
Yeah. Well, you know
if we don't, we'll just forget about it and whatever. Just pay us.
No, you never know what's going to happen with those things. So, that's a good sign. That's a good thing. But, to be fair, it took an awful lot of being poor for a long time to get to this point where I can make a good enough living at this.
Oh, I've said before, I made $15,000 my first year in radio. So, my first year in radio, I was also bartending on the side at Carrabba's. So,
my first year, I was making money playing online poker. That was
I was doing that too,
because I was making a whopping $2,500 a month at the time when we first started at Cumulus. And then half the time, I wasn't getting paid because they had us as
work stoppage or furlough.
Well, they furloughed us. They had us as vendors. and as a vendor, when they started going into bankruptcy, guess who just didn't get paid?
You.
Yeah. So there was.
Did you keep coming in and doing the show?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird how that works.
Yeah. In fact, I went 2 months without getting paid at one point.
Jeez.
Before they finally got me off the vendor list and got me on the contributor list, so I could actually get a check. And they didn't pay me for the 2 months. But that's okay. It was worth it because. We built this thing up to what it is now, and God knows where we're going next.
Yep.
It's only going to get bigger and better. So, hey, looking at your preview on SportsMap, plug for SportsMap.com, greatest website in the history of the known universe.
Top five for sure.
I have not talked to the two hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings who came and told me we had the greatest show in the history of the known universe about the website because I haven't been stoned enough for them to return. But I got to think they'd like it. But talk a little bit about the card tomorrow, what it is you're excited about.
Well, the Jacare fight is – Jacare versus Kelvin Gastelum is a – that's going to be an awesome fight. I mean, that on paper could be headlining – which probably should be headlining this event, but there's a title fight at the top, and that's just the way it works. I don't think the title fight's going to be that competitive. Amanda Nunes is really, really good, and Raquel Pennington is okay. And I think she's in – like, her. She opened up as – I want to say Nunes opened as like a minus 500 and Pennington was plus 350. Hmm. And Amanda Nunes today is minus 1,100.
Wow.
So not much faith in Raquel Pennington, for me or anyone. Mackenzie Dern, who a lot of people around here know because she started in Legacy in LFA, fighting here in Texas, one of the best lady jiu-jitsu practitioners in the world. She also really likes to go to the club. She really likes to hang out at the beach. And this is her seventh pro fight, and it is the third time she missed weight, this time by 7 pounds.
Wow.
So the chick, Amanda Cooper, said they're fighting anyway. The Brazilian commission allowed it, so they're going to fight anyway. Basically, she weighed 124 for a 115-pound fight. So
wow.
Yeah, or 123 for a 115-pound fight. So not a good look. And then there's the Vitor Belfort versus Lyoto Machida. I call it the senior tour.
Yeah. That seems like that should be a Bellator match.
Yeah, probably so. But I think Vitor is – it's his last fight. He's announced that it's his last fight. Lyoto's got to be getting close to that. So if you like either of those guys, one of your last chances to see him. So I think it's a pretty solid card. It's not fantastic. The Rafael Dos Anjos versus Colby Covington fight was on this card, and then it got bumped to next month's pay-per-view. But it's still a pretty solid card. I'll be watching.
All right. Yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't all that excited about it until I read your preview on SportsMap. Now I'm probably going to go to one of the
bars. I tickled your fancy?
Yeah, yeah. You got me a little interested. I'm not that interested in the Nunes fight, but everything else in there.
Yeah.
832 says, proposing to my girlfriend Stephanie this weekend. Can I get a shout-out from Robert? I hope she doesn't listen, Robert, because...
Yeah, Robert, your girlfriend Stephanie loves our show.
Yeah, and she's particularly a big fan of AJ's.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, good luck
with
that.
She likes every picture of me on Instagram where I'm not wearing a shirt. Is that weird?
I think that's kind of common.
Yeah.
A lot of women do that.
A lot of dudes do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Good luck to you, Robert, and let us know what she says. And, well, I mean, I'm curious now.
Yeah.
Because it could be like, where do you go to the baseball game and you do it? And, you know, the guy goes, and he gets down on one knee, and he goes to give her the ring, and the chick looks at him and goes, are you kidding me? You're lucky I'm even dating you.
Yeah, don't propose at a sporting event.
No, that's bad.
Like, you're the... I feel like the highest rejection rate comes with large public gestures. So being on the Jumbotron or, you know, having a flash mob, like those are the things that make girls say no. And it also happens to be when you're in the most vulnerable situation because there's thousands of people around.
And guess how many people are going to be recording you on their phone so they
all
can send it out?
All of them.
Yeah, and say, oh, look, this guy struck out.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so pathetic. And now I wonder if you get, like, sympathy dates for that, though.
I don't think so.
Chicks look at that and go, oh, it's so bad what she did to you in front of all those people.
And that's
the
worst.
It was so sweet.
Like, once a girl rejects your marriage proposal, it's not like you can just say, okay, well, should we just go back to dating?
Yeah.
Like, that's
kind
of the end of the relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like there's no turning back once you ask.
I mean, even if you both say, well, we'll keep dating for a while. Maybe, you know, maybe you'll change your mind. That never works either.
Dude, what kind of dude wants to say that? Like, oh, you don't want to marry me? Well, I'll keep buying you food and drinks – until you decide that, you know, I'm the one. No.
Low self-esteem. Yes, guys would do that.
If you've decided you're gonna ask her to marry you, and she says no, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And she doesn't want to be there at that point because now it's weird.
I sure have some in my past I wish it said no.
Sure.
At least two. two and a half, actually, if we want to be perfectly honest. But, yeah, well, I hope she says yes because that does – it does put you in a bad situation.
No doubt.
So 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show, 713-780-3776. Reminder, we're out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, so come
out.
The
beautiful Hyatt Regency.
Yeah, I mean, this place is awesome. I still don't know what that art is.
I stayed here.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice spot.
Yeah, it's a great place if you want to just get away for a weekend, if you want to hide out with a side piece. If you want to have an event for your company,
yeah,
this is a great place to do it. And if you come out here today, because we're giving away free stuff, that's the best part. You can get free tickets to the Greek Festival. Not the Geek Festival, the Greek Festival. I don't know about those geeks. But once you get a beer, you get entry, and you get a Greek. So come on out, free tickets to that. All you got to do is tell the promo people you want them. We also have bottles of Thrive Plus, which, okay, to all my friends who've been asking me, hey, can I borrow some of your Thrive Plus?
No. Come out here and get
some. You need
to
come out here and get it because we're giving bottles away. All you got to do is ask for it.
Yep.
And trust me, if you're going to get drunk this weekend, you want the bottle.
You're going to want it.
Just saying. All right. 713-780-3776. We are going to take a quick break. And you know what I noticed was on the menu? They got a couple of the good brews from Carbach.
Oh, yes, they do. I was just looking at that as well. They've got a Hopadillo on draft. They've got Love Street on draft. They've got Sympathy for Lager, Vice Versa in cans, and they've got Weekend Warrior in cans. That's what I'm about to order over here is the Weekend Warrior. Listen, they've got a ton of great brews all over the city. You know that. But you need to stop by that restaurant and check out what they got going on there. The food is outstanding, and they've always got some good specialty beers on the board. Typically ones that you can't get anywhere else in town. So it's a good place to check out. Good time to check it out. Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates all going to be playing. Get your tickets now for $30. They'll be $40 at the door. VIP passes are available, and there's no ticket needed for children 10 and under, accompanied by a parent. And this year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and local vendors. It's a day to celebrate live music and cold, refreshing Carbach beer. Gates open at 1. That's Sunday, May 20th. Visit CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We're out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, and it's starting to pop now. People are coming in, so if you're just getting off work, it's a moral imperative that you get here. You need to come out because we're giving stuff away. They've got great food. Kevin Walters here.
He is. He looks super handsome in person.
He is. I was kind of hoping that he'd be one of those guys that, in person you'd see him and say, oh, he's not that handsome. No, he is.
Now it makes sense why my wife wanted to have like a Kevin Walter jersey shirt. It's
Yeah, I understand now. He looks like he could still play, too. He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Or that could be just because he's standing next to us.
Well, he's standing next to Jordan, so.
Yeah.
Who just inhaled, like, the largest plate of salad I've ever seen. It's kind of like defeating the purpose.
Yeah. Like, who wants a gigantic salad?
Yeah. Just give me a nice, small burger, right?
Right.
Because that's going to be the same as eating, like a bucket of salad.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh, well. Kevin says, Vegas local for 3 years now. Always listen to the Blitz on the ride home. What chance do you give Vegas against Winnipeg, and do you think Houston will get an NHL team within 3 years? Second one first, absolutely. 2020, I think there will be an NHL team in Houston. I would be willing to bet a small child, not my own small child because I don't have any, but if I did have a small child, I'd be willing to bet by 2020. The 2020-2021 season, there will be a team.
Okay.
It'll be a relocation. There's so many candidates for that right now.
And you'll be off the radio, so you won't be able to talk about it.
Yeah, there's a 30% chance I'll return.
Okay.
Especially if we have an NHL team, because guess what station it'd have to be on, probably.
You think it'd be on here?
I think it would, right?
Maybe.
And where else are you going to go?
I don't know.
Might be on Sports Map.
I like that we don't carry any major
teams. I do, too. It allows us to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could just see if we had a team. It's like, well, I know they lost 6-0 last night, eh? But, oh, geez, I think this team's going to be okay, AJ.
Like, imagine last year working for 6-10 during the Texans season and having to pretend like the Texans had a chance to win every week. That's got to be awful.
Yeah.
Really does.
Tom Savage might be the real deal.
Or, like, imagine if, 4 or 5 years ago, we had to talk Astros every day. I mean, it's bad enough
imagine
talking baseball when they're good.
Imagine if we had to talk Rockets before the conference finals. That would be horrible.
I just like that we can talk about whatever we want. And if a local team sucks, we can say it. If a local team's good, we can say it. Those guys at 6'10", if they badmouthed the Texans last year, people were sending emails. I mean, it's a miserable existence, it feels like. I almost got fired when I worked in Austin at the Longhorn Station because I picked Alabama to win the national championship game, and they did. And then when people complained, I said, listen, Colt McCoy didn't slip on a banana peel. Alabama knocked him out of the game. That's not what could have been. Like, that's Alabama knocked – and UT wants me fired. It's just a miserable life. Who wants that?
Yeah, but the good news is.
I mean, the good side would be you'd get good tickets.
Yeah, that's all I care about. I just want I want a suite, man, that I don't have to pay for because I'm a cheap bastard.
Just be friends with Granato.
But no, I just think I do think it would be kind of cool, and I think it'll happen. As far as the Golden Knights, I am rooting for the Golden Knights. I don't have my Golden Knights hat on today because we're in a fancy place, and I didn't want to wear a baseball hat, but. I'm rooting for them, but I think it's going to be – both teams are extremely fast, and both teams have great goalies. The difference is I think Winnipeg is they are so deep. Both teams are deep. They both go four lines deep, and they have good defenses. I just think Winnipeg's a little bit better. Yeah. I think Vegas can win. I'm done doubting that team. And it wouldn't shock me if they won. But Winnipeg is a really, really good team. For them to beat Nashville and beat them in Nashville 3 times, do you know how hard it is to win in that barn? I mean, that's impressive as hell. John says you guys carry A&M and AJ still bleeps on them. I think you guys would be honest.
Yeah, but A&M's not like – they're not sitting here with their ears tuned into the station every day to see what we're saying about them.
Yeah, they listen every now and then. But Drunk Bevo, why are the Golden Knights doing so well? Did the NHL do too much to help establish them? The rules were favorable, but they just did a fantastic job of building their roster. They went after a lot of guys who needed the one thing about hockey, it's a little different some of these other sports is, like, if you're a third or fourth line guy and you're out there getting 7 minutes a game, you're not having much of an impact. And some guys are just buried because some rosters have – so many players, but William Karlsson, they went out and got, made him a top-line center, and all of a sudden the guy scores 40 goals because he's finally getting playing time and fit their system. So they did a fantastic.
And getting playing time with other first-line players instead of a bunch of third-liners.
And so they did a fantastic job of finding those kind of players. And not only that, the interesting thing about them is they chose not to pick certain guys. Teams talked them out on the expansion list. And acquired a bunch more first-round picks for them for not taking certain guys. So they've built a team that is going to be – now, they're going to have some salary cap problems here pretty quickly because they've got a lot of guys who are up, and then do you sign these guys long-term?
Well, they've got guys like their goalie who he ain't going to be around forever.
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury is was a fantastic get for them.
The Penguins were willing. They wanted him.
Yeah, they had. Well, they had a new guy who was younger and cheaper, so they had to make a move. And what's interesting, and this will be enough hockey talk because it's too much for one show. But I guess considering the events of last night, the cool thing is, the Predators aren't going anywhere. That's going to be a good team for the next two or three years.
You think so?
Yes. Now, at some point, you may have to move on from Rene. He's got one more year at $7 million next year, I think. So you might have to move on to Saros at some point.
He seems pretty good, though.
He is pretty good. But you've got all those defensemen are locked down. The Predators are a good team that's in a good spot for a long time. Winnipeg is a good young team that's in a good spot for a long time and has an elite goalie. And then I think the Knights are going to be good for a while. And so I think all these teams that have made it this far, I don't think it's the end for any of them, no matter how it plays out.
Yep.
But, I think Winnipeg, when I really just kind of fell in love, I don't really like, well, I don't know why. My wife hates the city of Winnipeg. I'm guessing that's where her first husband was from. I don't know. But so she hates everything Winnipeg. But I like this team. You know what they remind me of? The Mark Jackson Warriors. When you first started liking the Warriors, because they have so many skilled players who get up and down the ice fast, who score. They're just a hell of a fun team to watch. All right, well, and if you're going to watch hockey, you probably want to go out and have a drink or two, right?
You probably want to have more than two.
Maybe you're going to have 12.
Some, are you going to have Molson?
Molson. Molson Canadian-y.
What's the other big Canadian beer that they use?
Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's, yeah.
Labatt's Blue. It's funny. I don't think I've ever had Molson or Labatt's anytime I've ever been in Canada.
Yeah.
It's like if I go to Toronto, there are a couple of pretty good craft beer places. And if I go to Saskatchewan now, they've got that little brewery I like so much. So I go there. But before that, I'd always drink this beer called Pilsner. And you can't get it anywhere but Saskatchewan. And it's a really good, like, beer to ice down, especially after you've gone for a run or something. It's fairly light, but it's fantastic. So that's all I ever drink. I only drink Canadian when I'm down here.
All right.
It's odd, isn't it?
That is a little odd.
Oh, geez, something's wrong with me.
You're a hoser.
Oh, don't say such a thing. I apologize for you having to call me a hoser. But if I'm going to drink this weekend, and you know I'm going to, and I'm going to use Thrive, and I think you guys know, listen, if you don't drink, that's cool. But if you do drink, you want to feel good the next day, right? I like the way it feels to be a little bit drunk. But I don't like the way it feels when I have to get up the next day at 5:30 and start doing some work on SportsMap. And that's why I love Thrive Plus. And you've seen them on Shark Tank. And as a matter of fact, we're giving away some Thrive Plus today. All you have to do is come out and ask the promo team, and you can check it out. And basically what it does is gives your liver the enzymes it needs to break down alcohol and its other toxic byproducts. You just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or right before going to bed. That simple. So it's $3 a dose, basically $1 a capsule. Would you not pay $3 to feel better in the morning? I certainly would. And everybody asks, does it work? Yes. I'm telling you, it works like a charm. I don't drink without it anymore. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can come by today here at the Hyatt and get a free bottle. Or guess what? Just go and buy it. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, then they're going to give you your money back. No questions asked. No need to even ship it back. They're just going to give you your money. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. Also based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 p.m. any day, it's going to be delivered on your doorstep the next day. Just in time for those drinks you're planning on when you're watching the Rockets on Monday night. Order it now. It's a great company run by great people. DecideThrive.com. I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid by a nappy
ass. She started talking. Wouldn't you know? You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool. All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Listen, I took my bike down there to get service last week. They always do a fantastic job. They've got 7 master technicians on staff. Last thing you want to do is be on a motorcycle that some joker hourly employee put back together. I don't want that, and I don't feel comfortable with that. You don't have to deal with it at Republic. These guys take care of you the right way. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. Pick your pleasure event going on right now. Buy a 2018 Softail Sportster, and you choose between a helmet, jacket, and boots package, or a Stage 1 performance upgrade, or a four-year extended service plan. You can only get that at Republic Harley-Davidson. Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 11, test drive any bike and get a free hot breakfast. And bike night coming up on May 17th at 6 p.m., Paul Ramirez Bank's going to perform live. There's going to be great food and door prizes, and you can register to win a new 2018 Harley. You can only register to win at bike nights. The more events you go to, the more chances you've got to win. The winner's going to be drawn at the last bike night in October. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Just a block from our station, but significantly more alcohol, food. We've got giveaways, so come on out here and join us if you're just getting off work. We're giving away some Thrive Plus. We're giving away tickets to the Greek Festival. And we're giving away betting knowledge because we have the gambling guru of the universe, our good friend RJ Bell. RJ, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Llama. How about a little something for the trouble?
You know, on your deathbed, you'll have total consciousness. So you got that going for you.
Hey, I got that going for me. See, you guys are lucky, right? Because when I do my show or when I do my podcast, I have a soundboard with, you know, like 50 different types of sounds. So, like, I could have went like this.
Hey, Bama. Hey, I'm a little, you know, are you?
See? But yeah, you guys I avoided that.
I want that soundboard, but they won't give me one.
Well, see, you've got to be technically savvy like me. It's an iPad.
Oh, I ran one for years in Austin, and then when I came here, they gave me like sort of a makeshift one, and then we moved studios and they took it away, and they've never given it back.
Well, listen, next time you're in town, I'll show you my iPad. You're going to be so jealous. All you need is an eighth into a quarter into the board, or even XLR. You're going to be set.
Okay.
RJ, wanted to ask you about a couple things. We're looking at this Rockets and Warriors series first off. Warriors are pretty, I would say, a decent favorite to win the series, but they're also underdogs in Game 1. And I'm kind of curious, are we getting a good price in the Warriors in Game 1, or are we getting a good price on the Rockets in the series? And that's AJ's question, actually. I just stole it from him. So I want to give credit where credit's due.
Well, it's not a very good question. So I'd run away from that, Fred. Because the assumption of the question from AJ is that there's a contradiction there, but there's not, because home court advantage in the NBA is about 4 points. It can vary, but let's call it 4 here broadly. So if you have a favorite, what's the latest line you saw in this game? 1?
1.5.
All right. So what the market's saying is Houston favored by 1.5 at home, when if it was an even matchup would be 4, is a 2.5-point advantage for Golden State, which implies that Golden State's going to be 6.5 at home. Now, the zigzag in the NBA will make it where, based on who lost the last game, they get a slight, you know, usually half-point edge because of extra motivation. But if you forget about that and you have 7 potential games in which at home Houston is favored by 1.5, or I'm sorry, 1.5, and in Golden State, if Golden State is favored by 6.5, well, it makes sense then that Golden State's going to be the favorite in the series.
RJ Bell is our guest. Hey, I noticed you got the Super Bowl odds out. Why are the Rams where they are? There's only 2 teams that are, you know, the Patriots and Eagles are the only ones ahead of them. What's all this love for the Rams? Is it their offseason moves? Is it I'm just curious because that seems a little low to me for the Rams.
If you don't mind, Fred, you are the professional host, and you know I'm just a dilettante at this. But you mind if we drill a little deeper into the Houston series, because we are in Houston, and I actually have some questions. I know you guys especially AJ, have been skeptics with Houston. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll play along.
You up for that?
Sure.
Okay. I think there's really strong value on the Rockets. And I'll be honest, is I'm not afraid to come on a local market and be very negative or positive, because the beauty is I just kind of convey what I think the market is saying or what I think the sharps are saying. And I don't really worry about how it's going to be received. So it's not that I love Houston in general. It's, I think, at plus 165 in the series, it offers real value, the Rockets do, especially with home court. Typically, home court in a series is worth about 50 cents. So even teams, home team is going to be minus 150 because of that seventh potential game and having that extra game of home court. Okay. If the Rockets are, or let's say in this case, Golden State's minus 180, that means they're 130 cents better, because it should be Rockets minus 150. It's actually Warriors minus 180. You take the difference because it's like a number line. You're going through zero, and or in this case, you're going through plus 100, and it's about 130 cents, which means if the Rockets were at home, they'd be minus 280 in this series. Actually, they'd be minus 310, right? Minus 180 plus 130. So this is really saying Golden State's a much better team. And no one has told me why that's the case. I've asked a bunch of people, experts, media guys, professional batters, and there's a vague sense of, well, you know, Golden State didn't really try this year, and Houston has a history of poor playoff performance. That's the only two vague types of answers I tend to hear. So I'd like to hear you guys' answer first.
One of the things I'll say, and why I think the Rockets at this point in the season aren't as good as the Warriors, the Rockets in the regular season, one of the advantages they had over the Warriors is they had a deep bench. This deep in the playoffs, when you've got two nights off between all the games, how many minutes are those bench guys getting anymore? All the starters are playing 40-plus minutes. That's just kind of the way it goes when you get deep in the playoffs, because you can't afford to have those guys sitting for any amount of time. And I think the Warriors' seven best players are better than the Rockets' seven best players.
And the question is, what proves that? Is this a fantasy? Is this some kind of like old Stratomatic baseball game where you're trying to assess how good these players are? Because here's going to be my counter, is when the Rockets start their big three and they're motivated, as in they didn't have number one locked up, they were in, I hear different numbers because there's a little subjectivity, but in the 50-4 range.
Yeah,
Golden State better than that?
I think the final number was 51-5, I think, was the number
okay.
I saw.
All right, so so Golden State's better than that? That's like as
know.
Good as any run in history of the NBA.
They were last year, weren't they?
Were they?
What'd they go, 73-9 or was that 2 years ago?
I think you're a couple
years ago.
Off.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to put
anything
past
this team.
That's a very different
team. First off, that was a team without Durant. A very different team.
Oh,
team
and I'm sure that makes them worse, RJ?
No, but what I'm saying is they've given up things in exchange for Durant. Whatever was going on with the dynamic of that team.
Let me ask you this, a listener was talking to me here earlier about why I like the Warriors more. Let's just say you say Steph Curry and James Harden are about equal commodities.
So we're back to doing a fantasy league.
Yeah,
now.
Let's play that. Let's play that for just a second.
Well, I think Oklahoma City should have won a lot more games.
Why? Because they've got washed-up scrubs on their team? Have you seen Carmelo play this year?
Well, if you play Fantasy League, how many teams have a better starting lineup than OKC?
I mean, at the preseason, you probably thought that there weren't many. After watching about 15, 20 games of Carmelo, you realize that ain't a super team.
Well, forget Carmelo. I agree. I'm not saying they have three elite players, but what I mean,
the Warriors have four elite players.
Again, I understand. No one's saying that Oklahoma City is better than Golden State. But what I'm saying is Oklahoma City would be, if we were playing a type of fantasy where how good, you know, like, I mean, and again, AJ, I think you're very bright, to be candid, but this does sound like 14-year-olds with trading cards. Like, you know, Dr. J averaged, you know, 29 points a game. Imagine if he was there with Moses Malone.
It's not fantasy because I'm talking about these are guys who are going to be matched up against each other.
But I'm saying our assessment of how good they are, this is not a bunch of one-on-ones. This isn't like a soccer shootout. This is how they play together, which you have 82 games to be representative of that. And Houston played better than Golden State the entire season. And if you want to say, well, you know, Golden State's smart enough to know they can go up into another gear, I would make the following case. If you're 50-4 when you've got things lined up the way you've got them lined up now, or some variation of 50-4, I don't think Golden State was ever better than that at their best time. Meaning, let's say that last year they tried really hard because it was Durant's first year throughout the regular season. Did Golden State in last year's regular season play better than 50-4?
I don't know about that. I know they lost one game in the playoffs last year.
That's a pretty good run. Houston team.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's really changed? Is Chris Paul like that great of a player that he's just made this team from an okay playoff disappointment to suddenly some sort of unstoppable force?
Is Chris Paul the 9th best player in the NBA? 8th? 11th? I mean, what is he? But if you add a guy who's between 8 and 12, and they actually... But see, here's the thing. If we were starting this, here's my question. If you were debating me at the start of the season, literally before any of the 82 games of the regular season were played, before the playoffs, the two series, you would be saying identical things. It's almost like this season is irrelevant.
Because it is.
Oh, well, then I don't. But last season is relevant.
No, here's a question. Last night in the Game 7 of the hockey game, that Jets-Predators series was basically, it was close to a pick'em at the beginning. Why? The Predators won more games all season long. They were the best regular season team. Why was it close to a pick'em, RJ, against a 4 seed?
Well, I'm not a hockey handicapper. I can't
say
that.
It's basics. It's saying just because a team was great in the regular season doesn't mean they're built for the playoffs. Playoffs are different than the regular season. It's that way in pretty much every sport.
And the question becomes then, what? Because you could make the case Golden State's actually been a better regular season team than a playoff team over the course of, you know, since Kerr's been the coach. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, before this season, and we can't count the season because the playoffs haven't finished yet, is in the prior 3 or 4, I can't remember how many Kerr's been coach, is the Warriors have had the best record in the league every year, right?
They have.
But they haven't won it every year.
They've won 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
The one year that they lost, they won the most regular season games ever. But like I said, exactly. last year, they weren't as good as they were the year before in the regular season, but they lost one playoff game in the entire playoffs.
And this year they lost...
Could they have been much better in the playoffs?
What are the factors other than depth doesn't mean as much? So I would make the following case. As I've watched LeBron in the playoffs the last couple years, it would see all the way back to the Spurs series, a Spurs team that obviously was 95% to beat Miami the year they actually lost when Ray Allen hit that amazing three. When Kawhi was on the line shooting 2 with 26 seconds left, and I was rooting for the Spurs pretty hard, so I remember this, is in-game it was 20-1 that the Heat would even win that Game 6. Forget Game 7. But okay, Heat won, and then Spurs dominated the next year is pretty much every game it was like LeBron's tired in the fourth. LeBron's tired in the fourth. The idea that you can just play 5 guys and that's all that matters, I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with you that because you might be resting players and going really, you know, 22 minutes tonight because it's a back-to-back or whatever. It's depth helps you even more in the regular season, but I think depth is meaningful in the playoffs. But let's say that you're right, that whatever advantage Houston has with depth is less important now. What else is there in the playoffs that gives Golden State an advantage?
Well, my initial answer would be the Rockets have no answer for Kevin Durant. And like I was
saying
earlier.
Did they have an answer for Kevin Durant? Did any team in the league, when the Golden State had the second best record behind Houston, did any team, and again, in the West, Golden State wasn't even as good as Toronto. Was any team have an answer to Durant? Does any team in the league?
Well, no one consistently has an answer to Kevin Durant, but how many times do you have to play
still
Kevin Durant
win
seven
the most games?
How many times do you have to play him seven times in a row, RJ?
But that's interesting. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage for a player like Durant?
I would say it's a disadvantage. If you've got to see one of the best players in the world seven times in a row, what's the advantage of that?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if the best player in the world played seven different teams in seven games, or the best player in the world played the same team for seven games, he's still the best player in the world every game.
Right. Okay.
The question is, does he do better when the other team can tailor itself night after night, adjustment after adjustment to stop him or not?
Because the way I look at it, guys like Kevin Durant, guys like LeBron James, you can adjust all you want. I trust LeBron or Kevin Durant or that great player to adjust more, to adjust his game.
More than the MVP.
Yeah.
Durant?
Here's a quick question, RJ. Simple question. Do you think James Harden is a better basketball player than Kevin Durant?
What do you think?
I think absolutely not. And it's almost laughable if you think so.
Now, what do you think the average of your many, many tens of thousands of listeners across Texas, what do you think they believe?
Oh, I'm sure they think James Harden's a better player. But they're also fanboys.
And
I'm talking about
the
just
MVP,
objectively.
And you think the MVP is what?
Well, listen, Steph Curry won two MVPs in a row. Did I suddenly think that he was a better basketball player than LeBron James? No, because I'm realistic. Like, I understand that the MVP, like, okay, it's a nice award, but it doesn't really change what you are.
Well, it's supposed to be an assessment that you're the most valuable player.
Yeah, maybe you are, but it doesn't mean you're the best player.
Well, that's an interesting debate. But what I'm saying is this. Where's Harden
at on
your list?
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. Who's better, Kevin Durant or James Harden?
I got to be honest with you, and this is going to sound funny because I'm so confident in some ways. And anyone that listens to our podcast will know that we do 2 hours a week on this kind of conversation with my soundboard, though. Is I tend to be humble when it comes to GM type proclamations. Now I know you guys are, you and Fred, even Fred have an opinion. You guys are better at football than the Texans GM and, better than Daryl Morey. I get all that, but I don't feel that way. So I don't know, but I would say Harden is certainly one of the top five players in the league. Would you disagree with that?
Well, let me just jump in here so people know I'm still on the show, first off. But second off, that I think you're doing too many shows with Stephen A. Smith because you're kind of coming with these blanket statement type things like we think we're better than the Texans GM and Daryl Morey when that's not at all what we said. What I said specifically was that, yes, I could be a GM of a football team. It is okay to criticize guys for making moves that don't work out. And Daryl Morey's made moves that don't work out either. Doesn't mean you can't criticize a guy just because you're not a GM. So I think that.
Well,
needs
hold the phone. Let's get John to get the tape. Is the what I was referencing there was we were talking about the NFL, and I was saying it's hard for me to assess drafts in hindsight. We were talking about Watson, I think, if I'm remembering, but I'm not certain about that in the drafting. And you guys were like scoffing at a decision. And again, I don't even remember what I remember clearly is I asked you guys, I go, do you really think that you could do better? And you guys are like, yeah, me and AJ could do better.
You're throwing GM of every sport in there. Yes. With the Texans? Yes, NFL. I believe that. But to bring Maury into this.
So hold on a second. You just said, oh, hot take. You're acting like we said we're better than we could be an NFL GM. And now 30 seconds later, like, well, actually, we did say that.
Well, what's Daryl Morey got to do with it? Hot take guy.
I'll also say this.
Hold on with
Stephen A. Bell.
Rick Smith is no longer an NFL GM either.
Hey, guys, someone wants to say something real quick.
R.J. Bell.
Oh, was that Stephen A.?
God. Yeah, but by the way, Rick Smith's out of a job, and we're still doing just fine.
Yeah, we're still hanging in there.
I love you guys. The idea that you're NFL caliber talent evaluators, maybe that's the hottest take of the month.
Maybe you don't quite understand what the actual GM does. He hires people to evaluate talent. He makes roster decisions.
Fred's management, RJ. You got to remember.
He's going to hire the best people.
That's right. Tremendous people.
And that's what good people do.
So it seemed like, let's get back to, if you guys don't mind, is Harden top five?
Yeah, I think Harden's probably a top five player. I mean, this year for sure he is. But overall, yeah, I'd probably put him in that top five right now.
So to me, I agree with you having a top X player and that X being five or less is key, because I actually do believe, and this is a macro handicapping tip, I think, for the listeners, and especially with Stevens for the Celtics. I believe strongly the defense, and math backs this up, defense gains an advantage as a series progresses. And if you look at the total, and history will tell you this, the over under a point goes down about a point, point and a half per game throughout a series. It doesn't go down exactly that every series, every game. But if you look at it over a decade, just each game, it goes down a point, point and a half on average. Why? Because the adjustments an offensive player can make is a lot less than the adjustments a defensive player can make. So what ends up happening is, and that's why the game sevens, there's all this talk about, how important is home court, because game sevens, the home team wins so much. But oftentimes that better team gets better as the series progresses, because what made you the better team to get home court is oftentimes having a superstar. And in the NBA, there are no adjustments against Michael Jordan. There are no adjustments against LeBron. I would make the case there's no adjustments against Durant, probably. But that's the question. Is Harden that good? Because if so, I don't think Curry or CP3 are. Meaning if each team has one guy you can't really stop, even in game seven, that's the thing that, quite frankly, there's only a couple of those guys in the NBA. And we've had this conversation three or four times, but it's worth touching on for 10 seconds. Go back in the modern era from Magic and Bird's rookie year, look at the team that won it, and they usually had one unstoppable player, meaning a top three in the league player. And right now, who would those be, in my opinion? I think that's LeBron, Durant, and Harden. And the fact that that's the three of the four teams left tells you we're exactly where we're supposed to be. The question is, do you trust Harden can do that in a series as intense as the Golden State series?
One of the things that I think you're not saying, and I don't know if you dismissed him intentionally, but to say that Steph Curry's not in that conversation too, I think is flawed. I think Steph Curry, if you're talking about the top five or ten guys in the league, Steph Curry, I mean, if someone said Steph Curry was in their top five players in the league, I don't think you could argue it.
No, I agree.
And particularly when you look at who's had more playoff success, both personally and team-wise, I'd much rather have Steph Curry as my lead dog right now than James Harden.
Okay, well, then that difference, if you actually believe that, and I'm not saying that it might be 50-50, right? I'm not saying you're in some great minority or some negative minority position, but if you believe Golden State has the two best players in the series, you got to like them at any reasonable number. I personally think Harden is better than Curry, And I think CP3 is not, I'm not so sure if it was one, if it were 1 year. And I would even make this case stronger for this playoffs, meaning two series left. If I could have CP3 on my team or Curry in 2018, May, I would rather have CP3 because I think it's a close call otherwise. But we have no idea what Curry's health is. We know he's playing he in these three or four games, he's played, you know, quite well. But we don't know if one play he comes down and I think let's agree to this. The odds of Curry getting hurt in this series are about triple the odds of CP3 getting hurt in this series.
I don't know. When's the last time you saw CP3 go for a season uninjured?
But here he is now.
Here he is now.
Right?
With still some games left to be played.
No, you're right. If any of the two, would you agree with me that if either Durant or Curry gets injured, or let's say in game one, and obviously, you know, we're not hoping that on anyone, that the Houston's the favorite in the series? And let's say they're out for the rest of the series.
They probably would be the favorite in the series, but I'd still say that the Warriors have three of the best five players on the floor at any given time. Even with Durant or Curry out.
Okay. You know, it's just hard to imagine they didn't win more games in the regular season.
All right. Well, I hate to be the one to break this up, but we're way over. So
where are you at, Fred?
All I wanted to know was about the damn Rams, but that's okay. We'll talk about it next week.
No time for that. But
thanks,
Fred,
RJ.
Where are you at on this one?
We don't have time for this, RJ.
Fred will tweet his opinion.
No, we'll talk about it next week. We're like
Bye,
five
guys.
Minutes over here. All right.
Bye.
Guys, I got to tell you, you know what, AJ? Maybe you should send RJ some pro flowers, huh? I know you want it for your mom. And guys, you got to take care of your mom. This is it. We've been telling you about this all week, and now you've waited till the last minute, and you're going to look like, hey, you know what? I planned this all along because you're gonna go to proflowers.com right now. You're going to get flowers that, frankly, are going to last at least 7 days. So your mom deserves more than 1 day, right? We know that.
Of course.
This is it. Last chance to send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code Fred and AJ. Spell out A-N-D. It's Fred, A-N-D, AJ.
With fresh flowers, guaranteed deliver unique vases and accessories that mom's going to love. ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. You just choose the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Promo code Fred and AJ. Order today. Mother's Day's on Sunday.
Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know?
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.